Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, Anne M. Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time, the Babysitter's Club.
And we're, it's still here, it seems.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, that didn't work, did it? And we're back, kind of in a pretty comfortable place, which is
you would say you're
our comfort
feeling
zone.
Comfortable.
I'm feeling comfortable about what you and I are about to do, which I think is probably going to be discussing a classic novel in the Sitter's cycle.
Yeah, sorry, I'm catching up on some correspondence.
That handwriting looks really familiar. Is that Christy?
No, Claudia.
It's Claudia?
Yeah.
Oh, what, you're reading a letter from Claude?
Yeah, I was trying. Oh, no, this is Christy. You were right. I opened the wrong letter here. I was just trying to figure out what this note I took meant.
Okay, that's perfect. That's something that's great to do while we're sort of in the midst of recording rather than, I don't know, before, during your prep.
What prep? What does that mean?
Okay, that was actually just a test to see if you're listening to me still.
Well, we'll figure it out.
And I got you.
In media res.
Yeah. Should we say who we are?
Yes. I'm Tanner. And I am...
And I'm Jack.
Corporeal in every way. And I have not been consumed and my energy has not been converted into bird meat and bird refuse in a way that is surprising to me.
Yeah. Unexpected.
Sort of nice too, in a way. I feel like this is Anne's way of telling me that I have a lot of unfinished business.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Anne
brought
on
us
this
back.
Planet.
Anne said it wasn't time yet.
Yeah. She said it's not time. And she gave me a vision of, I would say maybe 15 page book. Picture book sort of,
but the pages, each page is more interesting than any page you've ever seen.
Yes, it's epistolary.
It's epistolary. It's rich media.
Literally,
it's literally
it's rich media. It's an ARG. It's transmedia.
It's an ARG. It's an alternate reality game.
Yeah.
I'm Jack, and I also am very pleased not to be in the birds.
Well, when I say very pleased, what I mean is not pleased at all.
No, very unhappy. And me
it's
too.
A bad time now to be not consumed by birds.
It's been a stressful week.
It's been a bit of a stressful week, and this we won't say why.
We won't say
because
why.
We don't get political on
I'll
this show.
I'll tell you
show,
why.
But...
Here, you know what? I will say, and I will get a little bit political if you'll just indulge me. It's the 5th of November, and remember the 5th of November, gunpowder treason plot, and it is Guy Fawkes Day when we're recording this, and we're both pretty upset about, I mean, it's
about
basically too soon about just the whole thing with
he
gunpowder treason
and parliament.
Plot, and he blew up the, tried to
or
blow up
wanted,
the parliament.
He wanted to.
Do you know that in my home country, we do burn Guy Fawkes in effigy every year?
Just because you're still so upset about the parliament thing?
Because we're still so upset about it.
Do you guys even like parliament? Aren't they the ones who did Brexit?
You're upset? They're the ones who fucking still can't do Brexit.
Dude, aren't they the ones who tried to do Brexit?
They're the ones who tried to do Brexit and tried to do it for like 2 fucking years, maybe more. 4 years. They've tried to do it for 4 years or more. But we're still burning Guy Fawkes in effigy, I think. I haven't been back in a little while.
Right.
But just to give you a sense of why Tanner and I are in a state of high dudgeon, because it is you'll be hearing this a couple weeks after we've recorded it, but to give you a sense of why we're in such a state of high dudgeon, it is Guy Fawkes Day, and we're both, I don't know, feeling all of that. Feeling all of that.
Yeah, he betrayed his country.
Yeah,
and now he's like a famous sort of anti-hero.
Yeah.
And he does kissing with Natalie Portman. And
he does, actually, yeah.
Killed that guy who was supposed to be like a Bill O'Reilly stand-in.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Why also are we here? It's because, hi.
Hi.
And welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Club.
It's a podcast wherein I, Jack Shepherd.
And Baby Nation, you have to say club too. And if you don't, you get 7 years of bad luck.
Yeah, please.
And if someone hears you say club, they have to say club too. And if they don't, they get 7 years bad luck. And let's see if we can make this club wave sort of wash across this great
world.
Nation of ours. Yeah,
and the world, because we have many listeners around the world. So should we try it again? Yep. And I want to hear it. I want to hear it from all of you. I don't care where you are. Ready? Hi, and welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Club. There it just goes.
Wow. Yes.
And now
beautiful.
It's going. I just can't stop staring at this picture of Don, man. It's him.
So Tanner showed me this before. I don't know why. Tanner likes to do a thing sometimes before we like get on the podcast to record about the 15-page book. Sometimes Tanner will be like, here are some of my thoughts about the book that I'm just sharing with you in an unrecorded way.
Just two buds. And well, so that's because I did this time because it's an audio medium.
Yeah. So Tanner, if you have your Babysitter's Club, so we're talking about Chain Letter this week.
We're talking about Babysitter's Club, Chain Letter by Anna Martin, real letters, cards, and even a friendship bracelet from the BSC inside. Yeah, right. I didn't get a fucking friendship bracelet.
And if you have your Babysitter's Club Chain Letter handy and you care to put your thumb over the hairline of Dawn, we think it's Dawn, it could be Stace, I think it's Dawn, at the top right of your book, it does look like Joe Biden. Yeah, okay, no, I see it. Tanner says, you're right, you're not wrong. Tanner, we'll put something. Folks in the Facebook group, remind us, and Tanner will post something that is a side-by-side that he just showed me that is pretty clear that what Anna Martin did was took a age-adjusted photo of Joe Biden in 1996 or whenever this came out, and then just put Dawn's hair over it.
It's uncanny.
It is uncanny. And what we're talking about is a chain letter. And if you're listening to this, you have to, what?
You have to, what?
Let's make a podcast for one of your friends, or you'll have 7 years bad luck.
That's a high barrier to entry. You have to tell us a secret.
Okay.
You have to text, call, or email us and tell
us
a secret.
Or tweet
us. Or tweet at us, yeah. DM us on our personal accounts, not on BSCC Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well, and so while we're...
Some of us don't check that.
Speaking about secrets, here's something I'm worried about, because our plan tonight has been, always been, to talk about this book. But I'm looking at the blurb on the back, and I don't know who wrote this, because normally they don't have this. But here's what someone has written... And it doesn't say who. It's unsigned, which makes it all the more ominous. Inside this book is the entire collection of letters, cards, notes, and even... Well, let me read the whole thing. I'm going to read the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah.
The babysitters are split up for vacation, and Christy's in the hospital. That's worrying already off the bat.
Who put it?
How will the girls stay in touch? I don't know. It's the early 90s. I would say fax.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you.
Letter. Or a landline phone call.
93.
Yeah, so I nailed it. How will the girl stay in touch? Leave it to Christy and her great ideas, says this person. She's received a special chain letter in the mail, one where you have to write a letter to someone else. So what other kind of chain letter is there, I wonder? I don't know.
Could be like blockchain.
Okay. So Christy writes to Stacy. Stacy writes to Mallory, and pretty soon the chain letter is on its way through the club. But what are the letters about? I don't know. You're the one who's like deep on the inside of this shit. You'll have to read.
Are you coming at me with this bad energy?
No, I'm coming at this blurb person.
Shadowy figure. Yeah.
The shadowy figure. And then now what she says is, you'll have to read them to find out. You have to read them, it says. You fucking have to. And then this is the part that I'm a little bit worried about, and I want to kind of run by you before we go any further. Inside this book is the entire collection of letters, cards, notes, and even presents that the babysitters send to keep their chain letter going. So open the envelopes, unfold the letters, and read what the BSC members have to say. But shh, these letters are very secret.
Okay, so it sounds like we're not actually invited to do this episode at all.
We're not invited to do this episode at all.
Stop now.
And I have something on the inside of this that says no part of this publication may be reproduced in whole or in part.
Okay.
So or stored in a retrieval system.
Two pretty clear indications that they're trying to get us off the scent of this thing. And I think I know why.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Have you heard of a 2007 film starring... directed by John Turteltaub and produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. It's a sequel to a 2004 film. It's starring Nicolas Cage, Diane Kruger, Justin Bartha, John Voight, Harvey Keitel, Ed Harris, Bruce Greenwood, and Helen Mirren.
Say no more. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think this is the titular Book of Secrets.
From National Treasure 2.
National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets.
Okay.
Or it's actually just called National Treasure, Book of Secrets. But
this
book is...
It's a book of secrets.
It's a book of secrets. And when you read it and when you experience it, you become a broker of secrets. And that's a burden.
It's a burden.
That you have to carry with you. And Jack, did you explore the front page of this at all with the publication details?
The front matter,
yeah.
I looked at it a little bit. There's a lot of secrets about art directors.
Well, and like listen to this, the Library of Congress categorizations here.
Yeah, let's listen to that. That's going to be interesting.
Babysitters, fiction. That's surprising to me.
Okay. So what are they saying? This is fiction?
Two, clubs, fiction. Interesting.
What the fuck?
Three secrets. So if you go to the Library of Congress tomorrow and you're like, show me your secret section, there's going to be one book there, and it's going to be
this one, Chain Letter.
Anna Martin's Chain Letter, a.k.a. the Book of Secrets.
Okay.
This is just all about secrets, and all of these girls are telling secrets. They're all dealing in secrets. They expect me to be the secret master, which I'm not good at. I'm weak-willed.
Yeah, I'm weak-willed, and I'm worried that we've been entrusted with these secrets. I wonder if it might be helpful, sort of in lieu of describing this novel, for me to kind of go through with their secrets.
Okay, and should we do two of our own, too?
Yeah.
I mean, one each, not two each.
One each, yeah.
What if we played a game?
Okay.
Where it's called, is this a personal secret of mine, or is it a secret from the Babysitter's Club Book of Secrets?
Okay.
And I guess the listeners are playing along because you and I read the book.
Yeah.
So we know the secrets.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an at-home game that you play, you know, on your commute to work or whatever.
Okay. All right, fun. Okay, ready? Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Is this a secret of mine or a secret of one of the members of the Babysitter's Club? You ready?
Yep.
Wants dad to die.
Wants dad to die. I think you've got a very British relationship with your father in that, like, you guys don't express kindness or affection for one another very openly. But I do think you love one another a lot, and I don't think you want him to die. So I'm going to say that is... Well, I'll let the babies... So, Baby Nation...
See, this. I'm seeing a problem.
Weigh in now.
Yeah.
We'll give you... Yeah. Maybe 60 seconds of dead air here now to kind of think about it and talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to work. I'm worried
that
that's not going to work.
That was not 60 seconds.
Because of the dead air. Because of the concept of the dead air, it's going to be bad.
Okay. Well, I will say I think that one was Christy.
Yeah, and that is Christy.
I'll sort of speak on behalf of the Baby Nation. Yeah.
I'll just say, how about you? Okay, here's another one. Ready? I'm just going to go through all of them, and you can guess. Okay. You can be the proxy for the Baby Nation.
And you're going to be telling secrets about yourself, too, mixed in?
Yes, yeah. That's how you can guess. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
And so the premise of the book is that Christy gets a chain letter, and she, like, because she's laid up in the hospital with an appendectomy.
Appendicitis.
And then she sends it out, and everybody, she tells a secret, and everyone has to tell a secret. The secret that Christy tells is, I want my dad to die.
Yeah, she does wish death upon her father.
She's like, I wish that my dad would die. Okay, ready? Here's one. Is this a secret of mine or a secret of a member of the Babysitter's Club? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Arsonist.
Arsonist.
Secretly an arsonist. Is that a secret of mine, or is it a secret of one of the members of the Babysitter's Club?
You have a bad streak in you.
Yeah.
For as mild-mannered as you present yourself on this podcast, you have a bad streak in you, and I know that you lust after fire in sort of a unnatural way, but I do think this one is Babysitter's Club. I think it's Jesse.
Yeah, and it's Jesse. And Jesse set her carpet
Becca.
On fire. Yeah, and Becca.
Ramsey.
Jesse's secret is that she is an arsonist.
Yep.
And she tells it, I can't remember who she tells it to. Maybe Claudia. They're like pretty random in who they're writing their letters to. This is always
an
issue.
It's as though they like intentionally kind of mix things up.
Yeah.
Like the initial letter goes to Stacy. It's Christy to Stacy.
Okay.
Which is already a pretty surprising combo.
Yeah, because they're not friends.
Right.
And she's like, hey, her letter to Stacy is like fucking wild because she's like, hey, Stacy, I'm in the hospital, as you know. Fucking appendicitis. What a fucking pain in the butt this is. I was not able to go on vacation to California with Dawn as I had hoped. Anyway, also, this is a chain letter. And if you don't forward it to a friend, you will die.
You will die.
So I have to send you a secret. And my secret is that I wish death upon my father, Patrick. And I am unburdening myself to you. And now you know that I want my dad to die.
Well, like Christy started it off with by sending a letter to Stacy, but it wasn't actually Christy who started the chain letter.
Yeah.
It was this mysterious figure called Robin, who,
yeah,
as
I want to
far
talk about
as I
Robin.
Can tell, is a Robin.
Who the fuck is Robin? And so that's my biggest question. Well, so it's Jesse then sends a letter that says that she set the carpet on fire.
Yes. To Marianne. I looked it up.
But Robin is the one who started it all.
Right. And I don't know who Robin is, but her stationery.
Yeah.
Her stationery
is a picture of a Robin.
It's a picture of a Robin. It says, a note from Robin. So I think it's a Robin.
You think it's a Robin?
I think it's a Robin. I think it's a bird. And it's probably one of these birds who fucking curved us.
It's one of the birds who fucking stood us up.
Right.
Let me set it up this way. If you're a fan of the Babysitter's Club, as I am.
As I am too.
And as I think you are too, Tanner. And as I think probably many, but I know not all listeners of our show are. You're pretty amped to get this. And I will say, it's a lovely artifact, the chain letter book. It's a lovely artifact. It's got kind of cardboard cover. And it is filled in. So Hodges spent a long time really thinking about the design of this. And there's like envelopes and like fucking cards that open. And there's some of us got gifts and some of us didn't. But it's a lovely artifact. But so you're a big fan of the Babysitter's Club. You get the chain letter and you're like, I know all about the Babysitter's Club. I know about Christy, and okay, Tanner's now has stopped paying attention to me and is showing me the picture of Joe Biden and Dawn close together, and it does look the same, but we did already talk about it. It does nothing for me. The thing
posting it on Instagram.
Perfect. That's great. Could you do that while I'm talking so you don't have to pay any attention to me? I'm loving this.
I had
this.
No intention of doing it.
No, it's great. No. Thank you. Thank you. If you're a fan of the Babysitter's Club, you're like, I know all the characters. I can't wait to dive into this. Oh, who's this first chain letter? I don't recognize this handwriting. And it's like, hey, Christy, I'm sorry you had appendicitis. By the way, this is a chain letter. If you don't send a letter to someone in your friend group, you will fucking die.
Yeah.
Love from...
Birds will eat you.
Robin. Right. Who the fuck is Robin?
Who the fuck is Robin?
And it's not Robin Hood.
I think it might be the birds.
It might be a bird.
You think it's someone else?
Well, I'm just trying to look and see if there's anyone called Robin. Robin is a character, psychic of Batman. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. There's been several of them. Tim Drake, Damien, the other
Chris
one.
Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell, yeah. Did you notice before, so I don't know if it's because she's younger and like closer to the other side, but
yeah.
Christy gets a warning before the chain letter events even kick off. There's
Say Robin Martin Jenkins is a famous British cricketer. Just in case that's interesting.
A prologue to this entire book.
Yeah.
Before Robin is able to kind of sink its secret chain letter beak into Christie's soft guts.
Flesh. Yeah.
She gets a warning from her cherubic younger sister.
Yeah.
Karen Brewer.
Karen Brewer. Yes, and it's a warning. That's right. This book is
the
so
very
beautiful.
First letter in the book. And Karen says, "Dear Christy, hi. How are you feeling? I really, really miss you. I cannot believe you were in the hospital. Do they ever let you get out of bed? Please come home and get well quick. Swack. Love, Karen. P.S. Yeah. I hope you know what swack means. If you do not, don't ask a boy about it.
Yeah.
I will tell you when you come home."
And well, we're
swack,
boys.
Swack, Jack. Well, we're boys, but I know what swack means.
Okay.
Do you know what swack means?
Swag.
Secrets will always kill.
Is that what it means?
Yep. Karen was telling Christy that
secrets
will always kill. She was warning her. She was saying, you're about to get caught up in this web of lies, and it will destroy you.
Secrets will eventually. Always kill. And don't ask a boy. And now we're boys. We're not supposed to talk about it. It says very explicitly, shh. Don't fucking tell anybody.
Yeah.
And it does say in the inside, if you want to tell anybody, you can call Scholastic and it gives the number.
Okay. Should we call him?
Let me see if it does give the number. No, it gives the address. It gives the address.
Oh, there's no phone number?
Yeah, there's no phone number.
I guess we should find it.
Do you want to find it?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, find I'm just going to assume swag means... Otherwise, secrets will always kill. Secrets will always kill, and I don't know if that's right.
Oh, and so with that, so this isn't Karen talking to Christy; it's Karen talking to us. She's reaffirming what we've seen in the back matter, which is, please don't talk about this. It's very, very secret. And then, if you really want to talk about this secret, fucking call Scholastic. And then Karen, and her first thing she says is, "Get well quick. Secrets will always kill." Love
calling
Karen.
Scholastic for book clubs. Perfect. Press 1. For classroom magazines, press 2. For teacher store online and classroom library collections, press 3.
No, that's not it.
Other support, press 4.
Other support.
4, right?
Yeah, I think it's 4.
Thank you for calling Scholap for questions about orders from your classroom's monthly book club flyers.
No, that's not it. Say that's not it.
For questions about classroom
it's not that
magazine
one.
Subscriptions. Such as Scholastic News.
No. This
it's
is
not
swag.
That one.
Say that it's swag.
Swag.
It's
for questions about orders from the teacher's store online.
Are you saying torters?
Collections or instructional programs. Press
no. The th- it's no. The se- say it's the secrets thing. School,
the secrets four. Thing. Swag.
You are still unsure. Press 5.
Sound,
I'm still unsure. Not. Yeah.
Please hold while we look up your account.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We did not find your information in our system. A customer
what?
Service representative.
Surprising. Honestly, surprising.
Please hold while we connect you to the next available representative.
Honestly, surprising so that they don't have me in their accounts.
Okay. May be monitored or recorded. To help oh, God. Better, they're going to monitor it. They're going to monitor it. Be fucking careful what you say.
Not to worry. It will not be used for any marketing or advertising efforts.
Your expected wait time is under 2 minutes. Please continue to hold for the next available agent.
Okay. Hell yeah.
That's actually really nice. I had become very nervous. Based on this whack thing and the fact that they were saying that our call is being monitored and recorded. But this music.
Classic is proud to be your partner in education.
Oh, sorry.
Please continue to hold, and our next available representative will be with you shortly.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're good.
Okay.
So, I guess we should just find something to talk about while we're waiting for some answers on this SWAC stuff. But
that's perfect. Yeah. So SWAC was good. Well, I have one more thing to say about the Karen letter, which kind of opens the book. She says, "I cannot believe you are in the."
Thank you for calling Scholastic.
Oh.
My name is. How can I help you today?
Hello. I am reading a Scholastic book here, published in 1993. It's called Babysitter's Club Chain Letter, and there's an acronym here that we're trying. I'm reading it with someone, and we're trying to figure out what this acronym means, and we were hoping we can get some help.
I wouldn't be able to tell you what's the acronym.
It's SWAK. Someone has signed a letter in the book, SWAK, and we're not quite sure what it means.
I'm not sure that I would be able to say that. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
She was a woman, you notice, not a boy.
Right. It says boys specifically are not allowed to know.
The music changed. It's a little more country western now.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. So the thing I was going to say is that Karen says, "I cannot believe you are in the horse," but then she crosses that out, and then she writes hospital.
Right.
But that's interesting, right? Because horses is kind of part of a thing that we talk about in relation to these books.
We do?
Horses, yeah.
I know we talk about birds a lot.
We talk about dream horses, don't we?
Oh, right. Dream horses. Yes.
And so Karen is kind of...
Did we ever name our dream horses, or do we just kind of describe them?
I can't remember the name. But Karen is... It's anxiety-inducing because the music will just kind of stop.
Every now and then the music will just stop, and I expect we're going to get an answer on this SWAC stuff, but...
Yeah.
SWAC. Huh. Secrets will always kill.
Secrets will always kill. I'm sure that's what it is.
I didn't want to influence her by telling her what I assumed it meant.
Yeah.
Kind of given the context of the book.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to get straight from her, but... Oh, she did it to me again. Ooh, did you hear that little lick?
It's really good. Do you think that the name that we bleeped out is... just doing that to you, where she just stops the music for a second to make you think she's coming back? This is going all the way to the top. I think this is going all the way to the top.
Thank you for holding, so I do apologize. You could go online and try to look that up, but I don't have any information on that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, and recognized, she heard it in my voice that I'm a boy.
Yeah, yeah. she could tell.
Like, she had to go consult with someone. She was like, a boy called Nazmus Walker.
No, the amount of time that took.
Right.
That's terribly troubling.
And she had to go to Anne, probably, or Leviathan. She probably had to go to the basement.
Yeah.
And was like,
hey, they're fucking onto us.
That, and it threw me off, too, man. I'm having a lot of trouble recovering from that, because it's like,
no,
what don't they want
crazy.
Us to know? Why is Scholastic continuing to keep secrets from us? Don't they know that secrets will always kill?
I can tell you exactly what happened, and I think it confirms everything that we suspected, which is that, and again, I've bleeped out the name, went down to the basement. That's why it took so long. She went to the Leviathan. She said, hey, what does SWAC stand for? And the Leviathan said, secrets will always kill. And she came back and she was like, I don't want any fucking part of this.
But like, but...
Bye!
She's
look just, it up.
She's perpetuating the fucking problem here. She's yeah. making it worse because she's keeping a secret. And now, I don't know.
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
Very scary. It's all very scary.
She said go on the internet and search. Is that what she
That's
said?
That's a huge place, man. That's a huge place. So we've got, so now we're off to a bad and worrying start. We don't know who the fuck Robin is. We know that Karen is saying secrets will always kill. It's basically confirmed by Scholastic. The fucking book itself is telling us that we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah. And Scholastic.
And
right
Christy's in the
Scholastic's
hospital.
Scholastic's mouth says that we're not allowed to talk about it. We just heard
All
from
right, here.
And again, we did beep her name yeah. there, but.
I'm going to do another, I'm going to do a quick other one.
A secret?
No,
we're still
yeah,
playing
secret,
the secret game?
Yeah, we'll do it kind of throughout, and then you can kind of guess whether it's me or one of the babysitters, and the secret is thief.
Thief.
Steal things. Steal a lot of stealing and robbing and stealing and a thief.
Stealing
That's
and robbing.
Secret.
Do I remember any of the girls doing stealing and robbing?
Here's my secret. I like to steal and rob. Oh, and specifically, I like to steal money from old ladies.
Oh, right.
That's what I
yes.
like. I like to take money from pensioners. I love to defraud older people. That's something
I
love.
The grief that it yeah. causes them.
Yeah.
the grief that they feel over being stolen from their most beloved granddaughter causes them to have a stroke first.
Yeah.
And then they're still so... overcome with grief by that their granddaughter stole a dollar out of their wallet, that they yeah. die.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you steal, Claudia. That's secrets what... will always kill.
Yeah.
And you kept a secret from Mimi, Claudia, by stealing that dollar from her.
Yeah.
And she carried that weight.
She carried it.
And it killed her eventually.
And it was Claudia.
And her blood
and
is
so,
on your hands.
So we've got a murderer, Christy. We got an arsonist, Jesse. And we've got a fucking grand larcenist,
okay.
Claudia.
That's
so far.
Three of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not yeah. murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not do fires.
Yes. Wow.
And we're not even halfway through the babysitters.
We're not even
yet.
Halfway through the babysitters, and we haven't done a secret of mine yet.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeez. And do I have to tell one too or not? Probably not, right?
You did promise.
Right. I got so many secrets.
Here's what I'm thinking. Too many secrets. That's from Sneakers, the movie, SeaTac Astronomy. Folks, check it out. It's the best, probably the best movie ever made.
No, sneakers are a kind of shoe.
I would love to take a
Not
little
a
break
movie.
Now. Okay.
You mean sneakers, the shoe.
I mean sneakers, the show, and it's got Robert Redford and fucking
shoe.
River
You're
Phoenix.
So close.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Because we're taking a break.
I want to say Ferris Bueller, but I'm wrong.
Okay.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's in it. It's a fucking great movie.
Robert man. Redford and Dan Aykroyd.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying when I say this. Sneakers is my favorite movie of all time.
That's not,
real.
That couldn't possibly be true.
That's fucking real. Fucking.
I've never seen it.
Test me on it. It's my literal number
How would
one
I test
favorite
you? I've
movie.
I've never seen it.
It's my favorite movie.
Okay, here's the test. Ready?
Okay.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names above the title on the movie poster. Do not Google it.
Yeah.
What are the 7 names?
Dan Aykroyd, Robert Redford, River Phoenix, the guy who's like Ben, the British actor.
Ben Kingsley, I'll give it to
ben
you.
Ben Kingsley. There's a babe.
Okay.
The babe.
So you can't remember any female actress's name. Great. You just think of all of them as babes. It's Mary McConnell.
Sidney Poitier. Fucking nailed it. God damn
one
it.
One more.
I got that
one
right.
more.
And one other guy is in it. I can't remember. Who is it?
David Strathairn?
Okay, so...
So it sounds like you're not much of a sneakers expert.
All right, let's take a little break.
Okay.
Everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jack, we were on break. I went upstairs to peep and poop, as usual.
That's great. That's a great way. That's a great thing that you've just said.
Spoke with a girl while I was up there.
Yeah. Okay.
And I trust her. She's never led me astray before, and she seems to think she knows what swack means.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn it over to her real quick.
Okay.
Just try to be polite.
I'll try.
Hello.
Jamie. Hello. Hello. It's so nice to see you. I'm so glad we have an expert on the show, finally.
An official girl.
And so it means secrets will always kill, and that's quite frightening.
Where did you get that idea?
It's kind of been around. I've seen it on the blogs. It's just kind of through the ether. I actually couldn't tell you exactly like the scientific source that I got it from.
Did you ask a boy? Are you getting this information from a boy?
Yeah. Yes.
Jack, what does the card say? What does the letter say?
Okay, what does the letter say? Let me look at it. Isn't this a nice artifact?
It's great. I think Miles has been enjoying it.
I used to work in an art gallery, and in the art world, people like to talk about objects.
Mm.
Isn't this a nice object?
Yes.
It's a nice object. So what the letter says is, "Hi, how are you feeling? I really, really miss you. I cannot believe you were in the horse hospital. Sorry about the cross out. Did they ever let you get out of bed? Please come home soon and get well quick. Swack. Love, Karen. P.S. I hope you know what swack means. If you do not, don't ask
don't
a boy about
ask
it.
A boy
that is
about
a mistake
it.
I made. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will tell you when you come home.
So I think you have to erase all of that boy knowledge from your brain.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to try. Yeah. And now what? And you're going to enlighten me.
Yeah. So you can ask me because I'm not a boy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Jamie.
Hey.
Jamie Greenring.
Yes.
What does SWAC mean?
It means sealed with a kiss.
Sealed with a kiss.
Ew.
So what's weird is that Karen put that on the inside of the card instead of on the outside of the envelope. I find
right.
that very strange.
And on the inside of the card, it means secrets will always kill.
I don't think it means that.
But why wouldn't you ask a boy about it?
I don't know. Maybe Karen thinks that talking to boys about kissing is taboo.
Okay.
Or maybe she didn't want Christy to get the boy answer, which is secrets will always kill. Because she didn't mean the boy version of SWAC. Maybe she meant the girl version of SWAC.
That is what it means in our community.
Right, right, right. And so she didn't want Christy to get that kind of misinformation because Karen is absolutely not telling you that secrets will always kill.
Okay, right.
She's trying to protect Christy. That's interesting. Christy. Yeah.
We talked to someone at Scholastic and it was a girl.
Yeah.
And she didn't know. She said, look it up.
She this poor woman. 9 o'clock at night. Doing customer service about a book. How old is this book?
The results of Guy Fawkes Day have still not been called.
No, I'm sure you guys were nice, but how old is this book? Did you tell her it was a book from 1993? You're like,
I think
the
so.
Warranty is still good on this. We still need
we will send
our
it
service
back.
Contract. All right, Tanner, did you hear that? We solved the SWAC mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, Jamie, there's
what,
another one.
What?
Can I
what?
Have another one? Here's another one. This doesn't say don't ask a boy, but it's a letter from, hang on, I'm pulling it out to look at the handwriting. It's to Stacy. It's from Christy. It's one of the first letters in the book. But on the back of the, do you say envelope or envelope?
I'm not going to give you clues. You use your own American accent. If you're
on the back of
burn,
the,
I want to hear it.
The letter holder. It says, WBS, I'm desperate. WBS, I'm desperate. What does
that
mean?
So am I supposed to play along and pretend that it's hard to figure out, or can we just use context clues like thinking adults? Do you want me to pretend that I don't know what it means?
Okay, can I try to guess?
Okay.
Which one is it?
WBS. Tanner, do you know what it is?
Yes.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him the answer. We're going to make him figure it out. It's like when I do my trivia game.
It's willing to buy secrets. She's bartering in secrets.
That's what I was going to get. Willing to buy secrets.
Man, this letter looks good. It really looks
like it's handwritten. The S is definitely secrets. Okay, so all right, I'm going to work
backwards.
Yeah,
so it means, in that case, it means write back secrets. It means right back soon.
Write back secrets.
Guys, they're
right
just their children. It's not that complicated.
Oh, yeah? Look at the Library of Congress categorization.
Yeah, look at the library. Jamie, at least for a second, will you try to look at the Library of Congress categorization? At least humor us that far.
Why? Is it a book about keeping secrets?
It's the Book of Secrets.
Yes, it's the Book of Secrets. Have you seen National Treasure 2? Are you participating in the culture of this country?
No.
It's the Book of Secrets.
Okay, I'm at a slight disadvantage coming in halfway through an episode where you guys have already built up this whole mythology. And
no,
I've
it's
just
not a mythology. Wicked Book of Secrets. Tell Tanner it's Wicked Book of Secrets. Tell Tanner that's
he
what it says.
Wicked Book of Secrets. Tanner doesn't care. He's just looking at Alexa.
Tanner's looking at his fucking phone. So is this a thing for you? I assume that like sometimes you're talking to Tanner and then he's just in his phone. Like, you could be recording a podcast, and he's in his fucking phone. Is it a thing for you, or is it just me? Does he, okay, she's nodding. She says, okay, this is, now I feel like this is the Wicked Book of Secrets from Tanner.
And secrets will always kill.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, all right, I know when.
I probably do it too, though.
Oh, okay, all right, so you do this shit too. I don't, for what it's worth, and you and I may have talked about this in the past, but like, with some exceptions, if I'm in a conversation, I'll put my phone visibly on the table so everybody knows that.
So it's performative. You're like, I'm not shackled to this device.
My undivided
attention. I'm paying
attention.
Full attention.
Yes.
My mind is strong. Steve Jobs doesn't own me.
And I think it's nice.
And I think it's nice.
Tanner's looking at his phone. Is he still worried about Guy Fawkes Day?
No, I'm posting that picture of Joe Biden and Dawn.
Okay, perfect.
Making internet humor.
Guy Fawkes Day is stressful for everybody. So if, you know, if at home you're still...
Yeah, I know. Kind of... I had an episode of The Crown and half a cup of ice cream upstairs melting right now. I was torn away so that I could come talk to you as a girl.
Do you know this about... So for, as a young man, as a youth, as a 4 to 7 year old, I would go every 5th of November and stand by while my town, which was Fletching in the south of England, burned Guy Fawkes. Yeah.
That's, what?
That's my book of secrets.
What?
Burned Guy Fawkes in effigy. And then we would all sing and talk about how glad we were that Guy Fawkes got burned.
That's fucked up.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's a weird country. It's a good thing you left.
It's a tough day for everybody.
So much better here.
All right. Bring me Tanner back because I want to talk to him more about this.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jamie. It was lovely to see you.
Likewise.
You're back. We only roasted you a little.
Thank you for joining us, Jamie Greenring.
You're welcome.
Known girl Goodbye. And secret keeper.
Goodbye. Jamie was very hesitant to sell you down the river.
I heard her peddling her lies about swag sealed with a kiss. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not very plausible. So, okay, what else happens in this book? Let's see. Let's just go through it quickly. Do you want me to do another secret? I'll do another secret. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is this me or a member of the Babysitter's Club? Fucking gaslighter. I gaslight everybody all the time, and I gaslight.
That's definitely you. You do that.
It's
what do you
Dawn.
Mean, nope.
It's Dawn.
Oh, right. It's Dawn. Yes, of course. Dawn told Marianne that Cam Geary was on the plane, even though he wasn't. And Dawn, as you'll remember, also told Marianne that there was a ghost living in their house.
Yes.
Convinced her that there was a ghost in her house.
Yes. And now she's convinced her that there's a Cam Geary
hot,
on the plane.
Sexy boy on the plane.
It works out okay for Marianne because she does then write a letter to Cam Geary from the plane that he responds to. I am baffled as to why Anne wouldn't include that letter from Cam Geary, the response.
Oh, yeah.
In this fucking book.
Right. And like, it was like a signed photo of him, too. And I'm dying to know what Cam
Geary
looks
like. I'm dying to see it. Look,
why would you keep that from me, Ian?
We got to talk about the elephant in the room. Let's just do it now. Tanner's looking performatively behind him as if there were an elephant in the room, and there's not. It's just a poster of Jar Jar Binks. Listen to me.
Yep.
I got a couple of nice gifts from the babysitters.
What?
This week.
A couple? And
a couple. And it kind of sounds like you did it. In my chain letter book, I got a couple of very nice gifts. And it sounds like you did it. Okay, Tanner is shaking the book out.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I got shit all. I you know what I got? This fucking book that I paid like $35 for.
Claudia sent me a friendship bracelet. And it doesn't fit at all. I can't even get it around my fingers.
Does it fit Cyril?
Oh, it probably would fit Cyril. Yeah.
Maybe it was meant for Cyril.
Maybe it's for Cyril. She doesn't say anything. I don't think she says anything in the note with the friendship bracelet.
It came with a note?
Yeah, it came with a note. Dear Dawn, hello from New York. This is the clam letter, it says. That's interesting. I know you know about it by now. Please don't break the clam. Okay, that's interesting. Then at the end, she says, what's the name of that place where your mom took her answering machine to be repaired? Oh, and she admits to a crime, and it's being a thief. She stole a dollar from Mimi's wallet.
Right, yes, we've established that.
So, yeah, grand larceny and elder abuse. It's two crimes. But she also has included, look at this.
What the fuck?
It's a beautiful friendship bracelet.
It's so handsome.
I can only get it around three of my fingers, realistically. I could get a fourth in there, but it starts to get really tight.
Yeah. I feel like that would fit over your wrist, though. Your wrists are so dainty. Does it come untied or anything?
No, I don't want to untie it because I think that breaks the friendship. Oh, you know what? I've got it over my wrist.
Yeah, let me see.
I actually have been able.
It looks good, man. Yeah. It looks so good.
I'm never taking this off.
God, wear that. Cherish that.
Okay, but you didn't get it.
No. No.
You didn't get it. In the Claudia. Okay, let me ask you, did you get a second gift?
Let me check. No.
So the second gift is in a Jesuit.
I didn't get a second gift, Jack, because I didn't get a first gift.
But this one is more troubling in some ways. Because it is the happy reading section of this novel.
What?
So it's a letter from Jesse to...
Check my notes here.
To Marianne, which again, that's not something that would happen. Jesse's not writing to Marianne. They're not friends. Dear Marianne, how's California? Blah, blah, blah. She tells a secret about the arson. She tried to light.
I feel like I definitely saw that letter somewhere in here.
She tried to light. She was basically doing Book of Secrets, where she was making a pirate treasure map, and she tried to light it on fire to make it seem older, and then she set her parents' house on fire in some dramatic way. And that's her secret. She says, do not break the chain. All right, so you've got it. And did you get a gift in there?
No.
You didn't get this. So this is a bookmark, and on the top of it, it says the Babysitter's Club. And here's what's crazy about this. It says, I made this bookmark just for you.
Where does it say that?
It says on the bookmark.
Oh.
I made this bookmark just for you. And this is like within the margin of error for polls, but 100% of the other people I know who have the chain letter book didn't get this. And so I think that Jesse did make it just for me. But then here's what she says. Happy reading. Okay, Tanner hurled his Babysitter's Club chain letter book across the room in a way that makes me a little sad. No friendship bracelet, no bookmark, and Jesse says happy reading to me. Why would Jesse say that when that's what Anne normally says? And she says it just for me.
Are we done here?
No.
Look, I broke it.
We've got to do a burn. Okay, so Tanner's book has broken. He hurled it across the room and it ripped.
Here's my burn.
Okay, well, okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's just do it. I'm sorry I upset you. I'm sorry. I've got three burns, so.
Here's my burn. Dear Mr. Postman or Mrs. Postman, deliver, de-letter, de-sooner, de-better, de-later, de-letter, de-matter, I get her. Jesse, threatening a federal employee is a felony, and the burn is on you. You're going to go to jail for a long time for that.
Yeah, and you didn't send Tanner a gift bookmark either.
Yeah, and you didn't send me a gift bookmark, so you better believe you're on my fucking bad side. And if any federal postal employees come sniffing around here and they're like, do you know anything about Jesse Ramsey? I'm going to say, yeah, I know that she's pretty hostile to your people.
And she committed a federal crime.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got three burns. Can I say them all?
Yeah.
Claudia says this in a letter. At the museum, we saw this one statue that was missing an arm and a hunk of its nose. Why would someone put something like that in a museum?
That's a good point.
On curators.
Put a good statue in the museum.
Get a fucking Why are you putting good all these statue. There were
broken
so many
statues in there. I'll make you a statue if you want.
Here's a burn from Ed. You want to hear a burn from Ed?
McGill.
Yeah, this is what Stacy says in her letter. This morning we went to Bloomingdale's. Claude bought leopard print socks. She said, this is exactly the kind of thing you could never find in Stony Brook. My father said he wasn't sure you'd want to find it anywhere.
That's good.
That's good. And then my final burn is from Margot Pike. And so some of the babysitters are in Sea City. This is a version of the timeline that we never experienced.
Yeah.
Right? It's summer. The Pikes and I think Marianne and someone else, maybe Mal.
Mal.
Go to Sea City. We've never experienced it.
It's post. And
Christy's having her appendix out, so she misses the summer.
I don't ever remember Christy having her appendix out, A.
No, B, they would have mentioned it.
This is post the two trips to Sea City from the books. It's after
right, because they talk
Stacy
about Toby
and Marianne go, and it's after Mal and whomever go.
Yeah.
Because Mal has like some not nice things to say about Toby.
Yeah, Mal is like, hey, is Toby still lurking around the Tunnel of Love? That's actually probably a burn, too, on Toby.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's after
any
that,
more
but
secrets?
It's a version of the timeline. What?
Do we have any more secrets to get there? I feel like you haven't done yours yet.
I've got more secrets, but I want to read you this burn first. I want to do this burn first.
Okay.
Then I'll give you a secret. Ready? It's a burn from Margot.
Just now
Dear
I'm
Stacy.
Like fucking hungry for them. I need them. I need secrets.
I think I only have a couple more. Dear Stacy, guess who I saw on the beach today? Toby. He was with a girl. She was ugly. The new lifeguard is at the beach. He is ugly too. Mel says, this is not a nice postcard and I do not have any more room, so goodbye. And then she's got a photo of an eye and a heart and a sheep. And then it says, that means I love you, not I love sheep.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like everyone in Sea City, New Jersey has gotten pretty ugly over the last couple years.
Here's a secret for you. Ready?
Yep.
Up until I was well into my 30s, I thought the word A-W-R-Y was pronounced Ori.
Ori. But you pronounce everything wrong. That's not much
of a secret.
Is
that a member of the Babysitters Club?
No, it's you. It's you because you're secretly British and you pronounce everything wrong. You just said one earlier tonight, and I can't even remember what it is now, but it was just so wrong. You say libel wrong. You say libel.
Yeah.
You say...
No, I have a problem with envelope and envelope.
Well, I think Americans sort of vacillate there, too.
Jamie wasn't helpful there. Oh, okay, here's one. Ready? Is this me, or is it a member of the Babysitter's Club?
Yeah.
Master of Disguise. Master of Disguise.
It's Dana Carvey.
No, it's not Dana Carvey.
What do you mean?
It's Stacy. Stacy's secret is that she, at some point, and at first I thought this was going to be like a continuity problem because I was like, this did not happen.
Master of Disguise is like, a 2002 American adventure comedy film starring Perry Andelin, Blake, and written by Dana Carvey.
Then we're talking about Dana Carvey.
Harris Goldberg, starring Carvey. So what do you mean it's not... Okay. Dana Carvey. It's literally, he's in a movie called Master of Disguise. He dresses as a turtle at one point. He's like, turtle. You remember?
Okay, yes, it is that.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the thing about Stacy, or
do you have any facts about Dana Carvey?
Okay. I did watch a pretty interesting documentary about when everyone thought that Dana Carvey show was going to be the next David Letterman, and it wasn't.
Yeah,
it had all of the best writers in TV were on it. It was like Steve Carell, Jon Stewart.
Right.
Stacy is a master of disguise. When something that you guys probably don't know about Stacy is that when she first moved to Stony Brook, she felt self-conscious and she dyed her hair red.
Yes. So interesting. Honestly, the juiciest secret in the entire book. And like some of the secrets are like, I want to kill someone.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that Stacy dyed her hair red at one point.
Yeah.
Very
so
interesting.
Here's what we know. Secrets will always kill. And we have the secrets of the babysitters. And the secrets are, wants her dad to die, master of disguise, plagiarism. Oh, and that's the one. Have I talked about that one? Plagiarism.
No.
Is that Mal me or is it a member of the Babysitters Club?
It's Mal.
It's
Mal.
Mal
does a plagiarism crime on Jesse.
A test from Jesse. Arson. Thievery, gaslighting, and then the final secret we haven't talked about, and is it me
pronouncing
or is it
awry wrong
of the Babysitters
or no
Club?
That's not the
pronouncing awry wrong was the one that, yeah
right
but this could still be me. I didn't fully understand this one, but I talked to someone called Dr. Reese.
That's the secret?
Yeah.
Who's Dr. Reese?
It doesn't say.
Did you Google it?
No, I didn't Google it.
Gynecologist.
That's Marianne. I'll reveal that it's Marianne. It's not me.
Obstetrics and gynecologist. So that's someone you would go to if you're like pregnant.
Okay. Out here, it's not that. It's out here, it's oncology.
Oh, Jesus. That's a cancer doctor?
That's tough.
Well, no. Marianne lives in Connecticut. Marianne lives in Connecticut, and my search result is for Newington, Connecticut.
Okay, so thank God.
She's not
thank
dying God. Of cancer. She's just pregnant.
Okay, perfect. So those are the secrets. Those are the lies. Secrets will always kill. And what's the thing that's the other acronym?
Willing WBS, to buy secrets.
Wicked Book of Secrets. And this is the Wicked Book of Secrets. You can pick it up on eBay or...
You can have mine. It's broken.
Amazon.
I'll send it to you. Honestly, DM me. DM me, I'll ship it to you. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Tanner's is broken because he hurled it across the room because it didn't have any gifts.
Yeah.
What I would love now is... Oh, and here's the thing we can say when we leave that I think Stacy, maybe Mal says, is hogs and kisses.
Stacy says it. Hogs and kisses.
Hogs and kisses.
Yeah.
I really like that. What I'd love to say is it's time to go.
Yeah,
we never figured out who Robin is.
God, I'm glad I never had to tell a secret.
It's a bird. A bird sent. So let's just to sum up the book. A bird sent Christy a letter. Christy then emailed all of her friends and said, "If you don't email all of your friends, you're gonna fucking die." All of their friends then emailed all of their friends and admitted.
And you can
to
believe me when I say that
crimes.
Because I am obsessed with people dying.
Yeah.
Christy says.
Yeah.
And I want people to die, including my own father, Patrick.
And then I want that. And so that's the first felony. I'll start the chain by admitting to a felony, and then everybody admits to a felony. And then that's the Wicked Book of Secrets. And that's what we read this week.
Yeah.
So what I would like to say to you, Tanner, is thank you very much for bearing with me.
You're welcome.
I would like to thank the Baby Nation for bearing with us. I would like to thank Jesse. And
yep. That's it.
Marianne for sending me a nice gift.
Okay. Yeah, and I'd like to
really
thank nobody for
that.
Sending me nothing.
I would like to remind everybody to please do subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. We have a whole other podcast where we talk about the Little Sister books and we sing the descriptions and it's good. And it's also, for just $5 a month, a really good way to support our show and keep us doing what we do. So thank you so much to everybody who has done that already, and thank you so much to everybody who is about to do that. Please do it. patreon.com/BSCC podcast.
Jack, what are we doing next week?
Okay, let's talk about what we're doing next week. You guys know the other things. It's join the Baby Nation Facebook group. It's rate and review our show on Apple Podcast, and it's buy our merch at bit.ly/BSCC merch. I'm
but
not going to say
that.
More.
So let's talk
you
about what we're doing next week.
I think, here's my guess. I think I've ordered it. You claim you have it, but I bet you don't, but could order it in time. We should read The Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting.
I definitely have it. Someone sent it to me for a
great.
Baby Nation.
Well, that's fantastic. But check to see whether you have it, because I
haven't
ordered
seen
it
since the move.
Yeah. So, and if you don't have it, order it. And we'll read The Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting, and we'll talk about it. Because we want to be completists here. We are, we joke about this a lot, like, maybe too much. But we really genuinely are coming to the fucking absolute end of Babysitter's content. But there is a thing that Anna Martin, that Jana Beecham wrote, called Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting. And so we should read and talk about that. And then we'll do another thing. And we have to wait until spring for birds.
Right. We'll have
because they
hibernate. We'll have to fill time somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. We will find a way to fill time until the birds come out of their caves. So don't worry about that. But I think next week we're going to be reading The Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting. And I would love to have the option of calling an audible on that. So if it's not that, it's not that. But that's what I think.
So I just went to Amazon to see if I could find this book, to see if I actually owned it. But I also found a thing called the Babysitter's Club Notebook.
I think that's a blank notebook.
Well, it says here on the cover, your complete guide to babysitting and a babysitting diary, all in one handy book. And it's written by two people whose names I don't recognize. Sonny Black and Pat Brigandi.
Fuck it. Get it.
Is
get
this
that
official?
Too.
Okay, I'm adding this to the cart too.
Yeah, add it to the cart. Fuck it. That's what we're doing. Happy Guy Fawkes Day, everybody.
Happy Guy Fawkes Day.
Regardless of which side you are on.
In terms of what? The parliament blowing up?
In terms of the parliament blowing up. It was bad for Guy Fawkes to do it, but they should maybe. They treated him pretty harshly, and I think his cousin sold him out. I don't want to take a side on this.
Yeah,
I do not want to take a side on this.
Right.
What I would love to say is that this week we did read a novel. It was called Babysitter's Club Jane Letter. Next week we're reading Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting, probably. I have been this week Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name's Taryn Greenring.
What do I say next? What do I say?
Round off the corner.
Please do remember to round off the corners in your bedroom. Drown all your dolls. Call your senator and demand your right to bear time. And do not forget to let daddy love you as much as I do. Remember the Delaney's. Remember the trip, man. Take your dream horse through that maze. Claudia is wearing a bra now. And the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented.
Convinced her.
There goes the laptop again. You should get a backing for your desk, because this is the second time you've knocked your laptop off the old desk.
I can't hear you. I knocked my computer off the desk. One second. I can't hear you.
Convinced her.
Okay, now I'm back. What I do is I want a better view of you, so I'll push my laptop back.
Oh, so you can see me better.
It'll hit edge of the desk and just fall.
That's nice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.